Welcome to Gardening Talkback on 2NURFM. Greg Richard, joined today by Judy Sharp. Great to see you back with us again, Judy.
Oh, thank you, Greg. I thought I should come back. You know, I just wondered what happened last week. Scott came, didn't he?
He did come, yes.
Oh, okay, right.
And
now.
Not an issue at all.
Oh, wonderful. We won't sack him.
Not yet, no. There's no need to give him a yellow card just quite yet. Did you enjoy a good Mother's Day yesterday?
I did. I had a lovely Mother's Day. The boys split up and I had breakfast with Scott and lunch with Simon, so it was a full day.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, it was very good.
Good you could come back in today, though. You weren't too tired enough not to come in.
Oh, no, not at all. No, just I was very well controlled.
Oh, very good. You've given me an absolute massive list today, Judy, so we've got quite a bit to get through.
We have, you know, but, you know, I suppose a lot of people will be inside today, Greg. They're not going to be out in the garden. They might be listening in to us.
I think a lot of indoor plants might be looking after.
Yes, I think so.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Judy, we've got a bit of a list to get through today, and you want to look at a bit of camellias and also gardenias.
Yes, I'd like to. And look, I must apologise to our listeners, Greg. I seem to be repeating myself so often lately. Rain, rain, rain. Mm. What are we going to do about it? Can't do much, can we?
No, we can't unless we can, I don't know, we could turn the tap off somewhere. Surely someone's got the tap on.
Someone's got the tap on big time. Yeah, well, look, we need to talk about acid-loving plants because at the moment, camellias and gardenias will need a dose of chelated iron.
Right.
Okay. You know, obviously, all the elements have been washed out, aren't they? I mean, we've talked about this briefly on other days. So they need to have chelated iron put around their root system and followed by some peat moss around the root surface.
Okie dokes.
You see, both of those plants are acid-loving.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't even have to tell you that, you knew that. Yeah, so definitely start to look at your camellias and gardenias and try and give the soil a bit of oomph. My goodness, there'll be nothing left in the garden soil.
Well, do we just keep doing that, keep putting stuff in? Because you're assuming it's all going to get washed away.
Oh, yeah, but, I know what you're saying. That's a waste of time, probably. But no, because you're only putting it around the surface, so if anything, it'll get washed through to their root system.
Okay, yep. Right.
Yep, so, and besides that, you're going to wait till it stops raining to go and do it, aren't you?
Yeah, true. You don't want to sit out there in the garden with the umbrella over you.
Definitely not, no. And so shall I go on a little bit about camellias?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's also time to disbud. You'll remember we've talked about this before, Greg.
Possibly this time last year, I want to say.
Yeah, I'd say it was because we're disbudding japonica camellias. Now, japonicas have the biggest flower and they don't like the sun as much as the sasanquas. So they often form big groups of buds.
Okay.
So do you remember what we do? We pull one or two buds off.
Yep, usually you just cut them off.
No, it's called disbudding. It's more technical than that.
Sorry.
Cut it off, cut it off. so we're going to disbud the japonica camellias. That will encourage better blooms if they remove one or two buds from a group of too many. What I'm saying is, listen carefully, listeners. Do not go out and cut off the only two buds you've got on a branch. You're only doing it if you've got a great big cluster.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
So if you've got two, leave them or just cut one off?
Oh, well, it depends how they perform last year because sometimes japonicas don't open up their flowers properly. Mm-hmm. So really, they need to have a look at the garden and be guided by their own memory of what happened last year.
Right. Possibly some people might have to take photos. That's okay. That's the case.
Definitely.
So we've got Lenny from Bolton Point, and they're trying to cope with white scale over their roses.
Oh, Lenny, that's a problem, isn't it?
Oh, Judy, my poor Aotearoa and my Just Joey are absolutely covered, and the Aotearoa is sort of starting to get dieback and everything else. And I just wonder, with all this rain, is it worthwhile spraying or do I wait till it all stops?
Well, we could be waiting a while, do you think?
Yes, that's
unfortunately.
It.
Look, I would try and spray. maybe late in the afternoon if you think the rain's going to bed for the night, which it's not, of course. But that would be a good time. Now, you know what to spray with, don't you?
White oil?
Yeah, white oil. Won't hurt you to throw in a bit of Malathon.
Okay. I think there's a little bit of that in my garden shed. Yep.
That might help. But, look, that's all I can suggest. Maybe try and get it in between showers because the white oil will stick to the scale.
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah. Good luck with that. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable, isn't it? I said to Greg when I was making notes for today, I checked up last May and it was beautiful for the garden.
Yeah, and I've been loving the rain for the last, 2 years because my hydrangeas have stayed in flower sort of from November until May sort of thing, and which is unreal because they normally go November, December and die with the heat. And then on the other hand, you know, you've got all this wet and the roses go all horrible.
They certainly do that, that's for sure. But, you know, don't give up hope because you can still get some flowering happening.
Okay. All right.
So when you beat this scale, then hit them with some sudden impact and it won't hurt, honestly, to give them a prune. I've given mine a prune and I've got a lot of lovely new shoots coming on. I don't know why because they're not getting the sun, definitely.
Okay. Well, it's much warmer this year than normally, isn't it?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think that's the secret. It is warmer.
Yeah, okay. And then, it's getting so close to June, though, which is prune time anyway, isn't it, really?
Well, no. Honestly, I never prune mine till the end of July.
Okay, why?
Yeah. And if you live in the frost areas like the Hunter Valley, they don't prune till August.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
So don't prune too early. It's far too early because, you know, as you said, the weather's still quite warm.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I always wait until July. Not always to the end, but I wait until July.
Okay, all right. Thank you for that advice.
Okay, you're quite welcome and thank you for the call.
Okay, thanks, Judy. Bye.
Thank you, bye.
We've got Nick now from Charlestown, and he's got a blue spot on his beetroot.
Well, how dare it, Nick? How dare it?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a blue spot on your beetroot there, Nick?
I do.
Okay, you know what? That is my favourite, absolute favourite salad.
Beetroot?
Oh, beetroot. I've only just discovered it.
It's been around for a while.
I know it's been around for a while, and I found this lovely jar of sliced beetroot, and I'm putting it on everything, on my sandwiches, on my salad. So tell me, please, about this blue spot.
So I'm not sure what's causing it, but...
Right, okay.
Do you know what would be causing it?
No, look, maybe the weather. But tell me, is it very big? The spot's very big?
Medium size.
Medium size. Okay. Have you got a fungicide at home?
I've got a couple.
Okay. Now, is this on the fruit or on the leaves?
The leaves.
On the leaves. Okay. Well, let's spray with the fungicide. Mancozeb? Have you got Mancozeb? Zinab?
I don't think so.
Okay. But you have got something in your little cupboard. I know you're a very keen gardener, Nick. Okay, well, find a fungicide and spray. I mean, you're going to have to do it in between showers or it's going to get washed off straight away, unfortunately. But hopefully, if you did it late in the afternoon and maybe the rain might stop in the afternoon and you could rush out then and give them a spray.
Okay, and is that all?
That's about it, dear. And, you know, maybe follow up in 2 weeks' time with another spray.
Okay, all right, okay. Thank you for that.
Thank you for the call, Nick. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Bye.
So we've got Dave from Cameron Park, and he's just wants to learn a little bit more about frangipanis and native trees.
Oh, lovely. Dave, are you planting some new ones?
No, I did that a while ago.
Right.
But what I've noticed is that especially the frangipanis have developed a white blotches all over the trunks and stems.
Right, okay.
And I'm not sure why that is, but, you know, I might have 8 to 10 nearby, some in the actual bush beside my fence, and some further inside my property. But it just... And I phoned you some time ago asking about callistemons that were not producing flowers, and you suggested to put... I've forgotten the name of it. But,
native fertiliser, no doubt.
Yeah, but anyhow, I'm at first I started to get some fruiting on those callistemons, but they also exhibit the same sort of white marking, and I thought it might be scale, but it's more prominent on the frangipanies. They just look terrible, as if, you know, somebody's got a brush and painted
right
white all over them.
Well, Dave, you know, considering the weather, that could be attributing to it. I'm guessing maybe not scale, maybe a fungal disease.
Okay.
Now, with scale, you could scrape it off. Can you do that?
I don't necessarily think so. I think it looks to be...
Part of the growth. Okay, yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure we're looking at a fungal disease. So have you got a fungicide in your cupboard at all or in the garage?
Not really. If you suggest the names, so I might be able to,
It could be Mancozeb, it could be Zineb.
No, I don't have any of those.
Okay, well, you've got to go out and seek out a fungicide.
Right, okay.
And you know, of course, wait till you get a break in the rain to spray it. Yeah, but it might take a couple of...
I sprayed it with white oil, trying to make a guess whether it was scale, but it doesn't seem to be funny.
No. Well, if it was a scale, the white oil would help. So, no, it definitely sounds like a fungal disease. So that's all you've got to do. And, Dave, you will have to spray several times, I'd say.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Especially with the weather, you'll never know.
That's for sure. Good luck with that, Dave. Perhaps give us a ring in a couple of weeks and let us know if that was the solution.
Okay. So any fungicide that you've got any that you're suggesting?
Yeah, look, any fungicide. You know, it's generally in a powder form and you've got to mix it up.
Okay. All good.
Okay. Thank you, Dave, for the call. Bye.
Cheers, thanks, Dave. It's Gardening Talkback on 2NUR FM, 49216216. Judy, of your big list, I know strawberries is on there.
Oh, they are. Sorry, there's no chilies on there.
That's all right. Strawberries are up there as well.
Okay, good stuff. Yeah, well, we've got to start dividing the strawberries now.
Right,
and putting the runners in.
Yep.
And then at the same time, you'll divide Clivia and Agapanthus. So those three plants will definitely need division now.
Rightio.
But I don't suggest our listeners go out in the pouring rain and get soaking wet to do it.
No, you don't want to put a trench coat or something on them today, a poncho.
Yeah. But, you know, they can probably still address that kind of situation through May.
Yep. Would that be a bit easy now as well because the ground, you should imagine all the ground would be a bit soft?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Particularly with things like Clivia and Agapanthus, they have fairly big root systems.
Yep.
And they generally have long white roots and they extend out. So, no, definitely if you want to, now would be a good time.
Right. But just wait till it clears up a bit.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, the Clivias flower in spring. So, you know, we're in May.
Got plenty of time.
No, not really. June, July.
August.
It's only 3 months.
Yeah, plenty of time.
Yeah, but if you're keen gardener, it would be plenty of time. But, yeah, but you're not going to race home and do it, are you?
No, probably not. I don't have any strawberries or tulips.
No, we don't do tulips.
No,
Clivia and Agapanthus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're jumping the gun on me.
Yeah, sorry. I just saw tulips as well and... It's an easy word to say, and it's a nice word to say. It's why I jumped in with tulips.
Okay, well, let's qualify that, shall we? What do we do with tulips and hyacinths at this time every year prior to now?
Well, if I had them, I'd plant them. No? There's no point whispering it to me.
I thought by now I might have got through to you on this one. You put them in the fridge, remember?
That's right.
You've got to trick them so they think they're under the snow.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so a lot of people forget they put them in there. Trust me on that one. And they open up the fridge and go, oh, in 6 months' time, sorry, too late to shut the gate. So they need to go and get their tulips and their... tulips and any other bulb they've put in the fridge to trick them and get them in the ground now.
Right, okay.
Or in the pots, whichever way they're going.
So we don't put them in the fridge now?
No.
We've already done that.
Yeah, we've already done that. And now it's time to remove them and plant them.
Right.
Okay, Dave.
Could we wait? Because as we just said before, the temperature's still a bit warm.
Yeah, but look, after all this rain, you know. But don't forget they've been in the freezer.
Oh, sure, yeah. That's right. Next to the jam jar that hasn't been used for a while.
We better not confuse the listeners.
No. Judy, we've still got a couple more topics you want to go through.
Oh, definitely, yep.
Clivias?
We've just done Clivias, I know you haven't got them planted, so that's why you thought you'd mention it again to the listeners.
Exactly right.
Yeah, but do you mind if I talk about roses now, Greg?
Go for it.
Okay. Look, I did perceive... when I went shopping recently, that some stores have got new season roses in plastic bags.
Okay.
And I looked at them and I thought, well, they're nice, healthy roses, but it's too early to plant them.
Well, what are we doing with?
You
don't let them just sit in a plastic bag, though, do you?
Well, you can because they're bare-rooted. And although I noticed these ones I saw had shoots coming out, so... you know, what I would suggest to the listeners is if they buy those new season roses, don't plant them too early.
Okay.
Yep, so just save them if you can. Don't plant before June. So it's only another couple of weeks, isn't it? So if you get a bargain and they look like healthy roses, by all means buy them, but try and hang on to them now till June.
Give it a couple of weeks to plant.
Yep, definitely.
Righty, we've got Jeff from Stockton. And he's got a problem with azaleas.
Oh, that's no good, Jeff.
No. The leaves have sort of got a rust on them, brown, sort of bronzy rust.
Yeah, yeah.
It was on a little bit and now it's gone to the whole plant.
Yep, okay.
Is it savable or is it...
It's savable and red spider causes it. Well, spider mite causes it.
Okay.
So what I've got to suggest to you is you're going to have to find something called... you're going to have to find something called David Gray. It's a systemic.
David Gray?
David Gray systemic.
Not the singer.
Systemic.
Not the singer.
Oh, no, not the singer. But I can say
Dave
this.
Gray, the comedian.
But, Jeff, I can describe it. It's in a white and red jar.
Okay.
Yeah, David Gray. And I'm sure you'll be able to find it, but that is wonderful to kill spider mite. Now, unfortunately now in our today's society or gardening society, there aren't many problems now to get red spider because you need a systemic spray. Well. And back in the old days, and Jeff, you're too young to remember, we sprayed with Roga, remember?
No.
All right, there you go. I knew you were young. Your voice is young. Yes, so, okay, you've got to find that David Gray and it's a powder and you'll mix it up.
Righto. Thanks very much.
That's okay. Good luck with that.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
No, but that's the only thing you're going to find that's going to solve it for you.
Right. I'll find it and I'll put some on. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Jeff. We've got Amanda from Clarencetown, and she's got a question about the frangipani.
Hello, Amanda.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We were having a bit of trouble earlier. Did you try earlier? Oh, right.
No. But I heard the other fellow about the white spot on the frangipani. I've got a red one.
Yeah.
And it's sort of got the same thing, but it's looking a bit droopy. It's obviously had too much water. And comparison to my white one, the white one's looking okay, but the red one's looking a bit sad. And I just wondered, obviously it needs a fungicide like you recommended for the other fellow.
Yes, definitely.
is it going to be at risk of dying? That's what I'm worried about.
Oh,
it's
look.
A bit sad.
Look, probably not, because as you realise, that they're about to drop their leaves.
Yeah.
So I'm custodian of two for my family at the moment. Scott moved and I've got all these plants from him. Greg, not for me. I'm not getting the benefit of them, Amanda. I'm just the custodian taking care of them. But his frangipani, one of them is looking very unhappy, and I feel a lot of it is the amount of water we've been getting, to be honest. Yeah.
We've had a hell of a lot
in Clarence have
Town.
We ever? Have we?
Yeah.
So if you can get, if you've got a fungicide, please use that, because I think that'll be the answer for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call, Amanda.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Here's, we've got Graham now from Nelson Bay, and he's got a question about the passion fruit.
Hello, Graham. Your passion fruit
vine?
Hi, how are you? I'm very well, and yourself?
Very good, thanks. We bought the house about 10 years ago, had a magnificent passion fruit vine that we got lots and lots of passion fruits from.
Yeah.
That passed its use-by date and died on us. Since then, I have tried on two occasions to replace it, and neither of them seem to grow.
Right, okay. Have you been buying grafted ones, Graham?
No, I've been buying them. I can't remember. I just bought passion fruit vines from the nursery.
Well, you can tell by the cost, Graham. If they were little seedling-grown ones, which I still favour, they would only be in a small pot and they would be quite reasonable. But if they're grafts, of course, anything grafted is more expensive and would have more growth on it.
Right. I don't think they were grafted then. They were only small.
Right. Okay. Now, if they're seedling grown, they do take a while to kick away and to produce fruit.
Right. That's a couple of years, you reckon?
Oh, 2 years and then you should have fruit.
Okay. I'll wait and see what happens.
Okay. But look, honestly, that's the secret. You know, I still like these seed-grown ones because, you know, they tend to provide very good fruit.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for that.
That's okay. I hope it solved the problem for you, Graham.
I hope so. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Cheers. Thanks, Graham. It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. Judy Sharp, we've got about a minute left to go. And I'm just looking at right at the bottom of the list, lawns.
Oh, right. Okay.
Thankfully, it's too wet to mow.
thankfully. Oh, you love the garden, Greg, don't you?
I've got a good excuse to mow. My brother stole my lawnmower, so I can't.
Oh, really?
I need it back off him urgently, though.
Did you mean borrowed?
I mean borrowed, yeah.
Right, okay. Well, I was about to tell you, don't cut them too short now.
Okay.
So maybe let him keep it and cut his short and the lawn might die and then you'll get it back permanently.
I'm hoping so.
Okay.
I hope it gets in the same condition that he left it in as well.
Okay, well, the lawns at the moment need a light dose of fertiliser, strangely enough.
Yep.
But, you know, imagine with all the rain, they've just been washed, everything's been washed out. And then start after the lawn grows a little bit, leave it a little bit longer, higher for winter.
Rightio.
You know, gentlemen like to cut it off, don't they?
Yep. Boom. Well, and I'm going to have to cut you off now as well. That's all.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.